The mayors in black want you to know that we think Black Lives Matter. People of color matter. LGBTIQA plus lives matter. People with disabilities matter. We think all populations that have been systemically oppressed matter. We hear you. We see you. We know we benefit from these systems and we want to be better allies. Greetings, everybody, and welcome to the Mayors in Black podcast, episode 64. This is the newscast for the end of January. This is the Model Horse podcast for hobbyists by hobbyists. I am joined tonight by my lovely co-host, Heather, and our youth sensei, Sarah.
Hello.
Sup. For the record, it is January 22nd, 2021.
Oh, yes, I forgot we're doing the dates now, too.
Yes, people want to know the date. So they have dates. Reference.
Well, it's important because if they're listening to them like later, they're like, oh, yeah, that's why this is important.
Well, and we get behind on releasing, so yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff.
What's going on, everybody?
Just the usual, the grind. Capital G.
Yeah, it's the same here. Like,
it's just working for the man.
This is so lazy. I haven't even played video games because Rusty knocked the Wii out of the HDMI, and we need to. The plugin's not working, and so I can't play my Wii. I could play it if I played by my hand, but I like playing it on my television, so I just haven't played the video games.
Wow.
Oh my god. Oh, man.
I have been Breath of the Wilding it up, but casual. And I want to get back into Age of Calamity to finish that up this weekend while I'm puttering.
I've been Animal Crossing. I actually am kind of into it now because in the beginning I was kind of like, oh, man, you know, like this is kind of like boring. But now there's like. It seems like there's a kind of plot of things going on. Like, as I do something, I get something else. And, like, it makes sense now. Like, in the beginning, it didn't make any sense. And now it's starting to finally make sense. Like, right now, I'm trying to build the three houses for the people.
Like, you're in the good part where there's lots of goals to accomplish.
Yeah, so. There's goals.
So I heard an interesting theory about... Because, Heather, I feel like your comfort game is Animal Crossing and mine was Breath of the Wild. And I heard an interesting theory about why... we do this because it's like when you're in a stressful situation, you either, you know, you freeze, you fight, or you run. Okay. Right. Fight, flight, freeze.
Right.
If your tendency is to freeze, Animal Crossing helps with that kind of anxiety. If your tendency is to want to fight, guess what?
I'm not a freezer. I'm a punch you in the face person. So.
Well, apparently not as much as you think.
You didn't know me in high school.
Oh, apparently not. But I was like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense. I like to pick fights with, you know.
When I get stressed out, I don't want any more stress than I already have. Right.
Yeah.
I'm very open to dealing with stress. But when I go home, I want it off the table. So it's why I watch things like HGTV and play.
Yeah, that's like the freeze response you don't want to deal with anymore.
Yeah, maybe that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really punch unknown stress in the face. So that would. I also like having repetitive tasks, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's the same deal, though. It's that routine, that comfort stuff that, you know.
But I also, when I get stressed out, like to play Diablo and kill skeletons. So.
Well, that's the fight response. That's what I do.
So I guess a mixture of both, I guess.
Yeah.
I assume. I fight my stress with model horse purchases, which is dumb. But I'm sure I'm not the only one that does it.
Both been there.
No, you're not.
Jackie just had a stress animal arrive today. A stress horse. Oh.
This wasn't a stress horse. This was an opportunistic horse.
Oh, the Amanda Brock Dibley.
The Dibley was because the Dibley was. Wait, no one bid on that.
Let me help myself.
And it closes in an hour. Ding.
Nice. My stress horse arrived today. I purchased a Bugaboo from the event that Stone Horses has on Halloween. I got gloss, and he came today. And I'm obsessed with him.
I love that mold.
He's so very pretty. Shiny.
Very shiny.
His, looks really... his tail is so like cool.
Bang. Yeah, like, I love their bang tails. They though I love their braided ishes too. Like when they have a braided to be hunters, I think they look really cool. She was a girl.
Anyways.
So yeah, so well, the only other thing that's going on is Nikki Button had a paint lottery and I didn't get it.
Oh, I didn't even try. I thought about it and I was like, no.
So thanks to all the shout outs and compliments to the show. We got a lot of them this week for reasons we'll discuss during our segment of the broadcast when we talk about our news. But if you, you know, shout us out and we'll, you know, reblog you in our stories on Instagram and good stuff like that. Mm-hmm. No new countries. Boo.
Boo.
Everybody say boo. I think we may have plateaued on new countries. Like, oh, bummer.
Well, once the world opens back up, people can travel to countries and stream for us.
There you go. That's true. We'll start to, like,
she's got a valid point.
You want some swag? You want some NYB swag when you go on vacation?
You want some swag?
Go travel for us.
Go to Antarctica and we'll hook you up with a night deck and a night vision.
Oh, you're going to Vietnam? Here. this show is a continuation of the virtual Briarfest freakout, and only about virtual Briarfest freakout because there's not much other news at this point. So, so
not
we're
right
just
now.
We're gonna talk through some more new releases and some more information that Briar has put on the table. So, woohoo! Yeah. We do have corrections though this week.
We do, yes.
So, why don't you
Tegan Davis
hit the Tegan one?
Oh, okay.
That's what I said.
So Tegan Davis hit us up. Yeah, hit us up with I forget exactly. We were messing up the horse breed, and it's Flampard.
I think it was Flom. We were calling it Vlom Flampard. Or Rom or it's.
Yeah, we were pronouncing every letter in there.
Yeah. She said in go ahead.
She said that it's kind of based on Frisian, so Dutch, and that's why it's all pronounced like.
Right, it's Afrikaans, which is the language in South Africa. Yeah. V is always an F.
Yes.
So Vlom.
So Vlom.
Not vampire-y, like Vlom.
Not Vlampard.
Okay.
Anyway, Amanda Reed also had a correction on the spreadsheet. She said she missed one mold that had been a concurrent regular run at the same time as a surprise. I missed it on Identify Your Briar when I was going through the first time, but Secretariat was still in production in 2018 when the Dark Horse Surprise, that's the galloping Secretariat, not the standing one.
Smarty
still
Jones.
In production in 2018 when the Dark Horse Surprise was released. It came up in Briar's group on a thread about surprise speculation. I saw Secretariat and I thought about that standing Chris Hess one. I was like,
yeah, I did too. No. She's actually referring to Smarty Jones.
Smarty Jones is what the model she's talking about.
Threw me a little bit. So yeah.
Yeah.
So those
I didn't
are
think
those,
about that. He's those, been in production for a long time.
He has.
So so that's our corrections.
Yep. And we will be right back with the news.
The Mayors in Black would like to thank our newest patron, Ryan Bryant. And as always, our herd nerds, Allison Piraeus, Andrea Brigadier, Ann Field, Ann Hudson, Brianna Ashkar, Bree Cundiff, Chris Walbrook, CJC, Cynthia Wyatt Briley, Danny Boyko, Darlene Stoddard, Donna McKnight, Eclectic Equines, Elaine Bordway, Aaron Michelle, Gail Berg, Haley Walker, Heather Bullock, Heather Jackson Lane, Heather Wissner, Heather Zeiger, Jana Wright, Jenny Lambert, Jennifer Wilson, Katie Niles, Kelly Weimer, Katie Murata, Kenzie Williamson, Laura Heidkamp, Mackenzie Ferguson, Madison Parkinson, Maeve King Bevery, Mary Reardon, Megan Smith, Mel Boynes, Melissa Addison, Melissa Hart, Michael Price, Nikki H, Robbie Ramirez, Samantha Buckert, Sandra Gibson, Shay Schultens, Susan Boyer, Tammy Blankenship, Taylor Brookman, Tegan R., Teresa Bazell, and Yashka Hallen. The Mayor's thank you.
And we're back with the news. Yay! Starting off with Mayors in Black, because it's our podcast, and we're going to talk about our stuff first.
Excellent.
As always, Patreon. You can join our Patreon. Yep. We have 94 patrons now.
Yay!
Yeah. Come on, 100. Let's do it. Milestones this week. Let's do some more.
Whoopee. Also, we have hit, as you all know, we have hit 50,000 downloads for the podcast. But we finally hit 2,000 on Insta, thanks to Robbie Ramirez, Outskirt Stable, sharing a story that pushed us over the top. So, yay!
Yes! You are awesome. Thank you so much.
We will be doing a giveaway next week.
Everything.
Yeah.
Giveaways!
It will be a night deck, good night stuff. Vision, stickers, buttons, our little, it's not enamel, but we have a little acrylic pen. And probably
oh, I got those today.
Aren't they cool? Have you opened them?
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah. And then we'll have some redesigned. We have a new tote bag. And something else that I haven't decided yet.
Yes, but there's stuff coming.
There's stuff coming.
Stuff coming.
I also wanted to let the photo show people that showed in Spooktacular that I haven't forgotten them, and we're going to do a lottery for the pieces we held back for give just random giveaways instead of awarding as prizes. We still have those. We still are going to do a lottery for each one of them. So we just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Excellent. Sweet. We are also going to do kind of, you know, Mares in Black March Madness bracket system for the Surprise Horse Edition. I'm super excited about this.
This is going to be awesome.
It's going to be so fun.
So
fun.
Good stuff.
I don't know if we're going to start with 60. I think we can start with 64. I mean, even if there are 64
traditional rules. We should
have
late.
Not all of them are going to be. I mean, the first couple of
put
rounds will be
on there.
Give me's, right? Because they've either already been celebration horses or. So we'll start with 64 down to, you know, to the Sweet 16, and then, you know, it'll get right down to, you know, the final. I'm setting up a web page where you can vote on maresandblack.com.
Nice.
Won't that be fun?
Love it. You know, I'm so excited.
You know what would be hilarious if we did put Kemosabe on March Madness and then people actually voted for it and then it went up to like 16 and we're like, this wasn't supposed to happen.
You know what? There's a Cinderella story every year at March Madness. There's some team in there that shouldn't be there. Why not Kemo? And we've also decided we're going to be doing an evening Briarfest wrap-up stream for the Mayor's Nightly News. MNN.
It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
It is going to be awesome.
It'll be a short check-in every night to just cover.
Zoom party, didn't we say?
Yeah. After. But
we had Zoom parties all weekend last year.
Yeah, it was nuts. but yeah, we'll check in for, you know, maybe 20, 30 minutes nightly, you know, starting with all the festivities and update everybody and talk about the day's events after Briar shuts down for the night.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Good stuff.
All right. Heading into the meat of this.
The news.
Meatiness.
The Briar news.
We're taking a break. Briar news.
Yeah.
Briar!
So, I think this first thing is a really smart decision for them.
Absolutely.
Some of the limited editions are going to be available for back order when they run out. So, after they sell the initial quantities, you can go in and just go ahead, throw one in your cart. You'll get it in December.
Right. Like very much like last
super
year.
Super smart.
Although just they like didn't the say they'd be glossed. Yeah.
No, they just said that you're just going to be able to back order the
right,
same model.
Right. That's what I was
so
trying to say.
So that's going
to
be Apollo. Yeah. It's going to be Apollo, yeah. Reverence, Queen of Hearts, Favril, and the Best of Briarfest stablemate set.
I'm excited that the stablemate
the crystal, the plush, or the single stablemate. because right. those are limited quantities, and I'm going to assume right. it's harder for them to get those reproduced.
Right.
But how smart, because you can just go and put your crap in the cart, pay for it, make one trip to the store, and then go enjoy Briarfest.
Right.
Instead of spending the entire weekend refreshing
button,
the windows.
Button mashing.
And that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I totally understand the direction that they took, but there is a very heated debate going on Instagram right now. I don't know if it's going to be gone by the time this comes out, but there's a lot of people that are saying that this is a very interesting decision. Like, I don't want to say bad, because I don't think it's bad. I just wish that they had done a glossy thing as opposed to, you know, just a back order, because a lot of people are feeling like the limited edition models are no longer limited, because if you could just purchase them, so, you know.
Here's the thing on here's the thing on this, because I've seen this argument has spilled over onto Facebook too, and I rolled my eyes about it. What people want from Briarfest is a super limited edition model that is also somehow accessible to absolutely everyone who wants one.
Yeah, it's tough.
So they want 100 piece count, but they want, you know, everybody to have it. Mm-hmm. And
they just want themselves to have it.
They want themselves right. to have it, but that's what it translates out to that, because right. there's a couple of thousand people involved.
Yeah.
You know, but Briar's in a very tough position for this. And when it's the live thing, you know, you have a lot more control over where you are in the park at what time. You're not at the mercy of your internet.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is what's happening. We're all at the mercy of our internet and how fast we are and whether or not it decides to drop or whatever happens.
Absolutely.
So I think for these, you know, these virtual Briar Fests, I think this is a reasonable concession to try and keep people happy.
Mm-hmm. That totally makes sense.
And honestly, you know, I've seen people complaining about the secondary market. Briar's like, the secondary market's not Briar's concern. And there's plenty of things that are super popular and I have no idea why. And there's stuff that should be more popular and never is. And, you know, that changes over time.
Mm-hmm.
I would also add that limited edition for Briar, maybe not in the lens of Briarfest, but in general, has no sort of body count, if you will. They released I know for a fact they have released limited editions with 10,000 pieces. So
there was a right. Toys R Us runs that I believe the piece counts were like 18,000.
So special run tends to be more the more real limited edition, if you're looking kind of at the etymology of the language they use. I know at Briarfest, yes, mm-hmm. it's smaller, but usually that's live and they have a limited ability. They don't want to take all that stuff back with them, right? So when people right. coming to a virtual Briarfest have more access, they need more horses. So I think it's, mm-hmm. I mean,
I absolutely understand.
But I do understand the frustration with some people wanting models to be more exclusive. It's just in mm-hmm. they're going to be, the special runs are going to go quick and that will be enough. Mm-hmm. Disappointment for not getting a limited model, I guarantee you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think my note would be that people have to realize that this is called Briarfest, but it's not 100% going to be Briarfest. You're right. not going to get the entire live virtual experience that you would get, like the live experience that you would get in a virtual sure. experience. And I think a lot of people are expecting that. And I don't want to tell them that
I also feel that some of the sour grapeing is coming from people who normally would do flipping for people that can't attend. And like, anyone can attend. There's no reason to go pay someone
yeah.
to get ticket horses, because
yeah, this whole triple the price thing going on is a little silly.
Oh yeah. I've seen VIP horses already up for sale.
Oh, let's talk
like
about that.
Yeah.
Real quick. I did not get pulled. Jackie, I know you did. What about you, Sarah?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, sadness. I entered every single day and I did not get it.
So, I mean, you're
which
guaranteed.
Is probably good because I'm saving for Disney.
So, you're guaranteed two. Oh, good for you. Two limited editions and two special runs if you're VIP. And you can flip those. So, people are out there selling their pieces already, which I, you know, I totally disagree with, but you know, it's America. So, and that's going to happen.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
You do you. I think it's perfectly fine.
Well, what did I order? Pollock.
Of course.
And Uffington as my special.
Oh, nice. Yes, that's what I would have done.
And I, in this limited editions, I did Josie and the Stablemate set.
I love the Stablemate set.
I do too. And I've got we'll talk about the four pack later, but, this is the Best of Briarfest series.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested in the classic, and I got to see what the single Stablemate is. But I mean, like,
I have news on that.
Most of my those are the horses that I really, really want.
Mm-hmm.
And that pressure being off is actually pretty nice. Like, I'll probably still buy a ticket or two of the general access to gamble on surprise horses.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Did they give you the ability to buy the surprise horse in your SR purchase?
Yeah, that was one of the special runs.
Got it.
Yeah, cool. All the special run horses were up for grabs. Not all the limited edition stuff. Like, you could buy the plush or the single Stablemate. Those are not available.
I can't wait to see the
plushie. I know.
So yeah. So I mean, I understand. I do. I mean, I know we kind of, Jackie and I tend to sound like kind of old, beleaguered, jaded people, and we're like, feh. But I get the point. Well, like, limited edition should be more limited, but in the scope of having an online Briarfest with a lot more people that can participate, this makes sense to
absolutely, and I totally 100% support it.
There was also a Q&A video today with Cat and Jamie, who kind of rehashed it was like a recorded FAQ, right? And they talked through all the major points of Briarfest. They also have a printed FAQ on the website. And they were just talking through all the stuff that has developed lately, tickets, when they go on sale, what each one gets you, mm-hmm. what an SR is, what an LE is, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's a cute video, so you should watch it.
It is cute. It's adorable to watch them interact.
Sue Rott and Uffington in the video.
Yeah, she had Uffington, who looked purple. She was like, don't let the camera fool you. It doesn't look this color.
It's like, the lighting is terrible. Sorry. Like,
very nice.
There's also on Briar's site is a note for newcomers.
Yes. And I think it's important.
Yes, because they're basically like saying, like, hey, there's no one. They're saying there's no need to, you know, you can just buy your own ticket rather than paying double or triple on models elsewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're going to save yourself money if you get a ticket, right?
Yeah.
Because the secondary market in some cases, like for Pollock and stuff, is going to be brutal.
Oh, yeah. You know, but, you know, go ahead and take the chance that you can get them.
Yeah.
It's not like you got to travel to Kentucky this year.
Yeah. And I mean, if the horses is all you want, I mean, what's the point anyway? Like, would you want to have access to the shows and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, like, to the actual televised stuff and the workshops and all that.
Which, I mean, that's like that. You see, I missed a lot of that stuff last year. Because I was doing the kids show all one day, but you know, that stuff, you know, a lot of people liked it enough, and there was enough demand for it. They ended up leaving it up for a couple of weeks after Briarfest.
Yeah. Okay, so what's left to be announced?
Nice.
Okay, the plush.
Yeah. Which I love the plushie.
I know. The single day, that's the single day Stablemate. The single Stablemate that's in the store.
Yes.
Yep.
I did a transaction with Heather Paleo today, who didn't give anything away, unfortunately, except to say that the single Stablemate was one of her favorites that she's done. So I am very much looking forward to it. Did she? I didn't see her in the video.
Yeah, she did. So, ooh.
She made a comment about that. It's amazing. Like, she, the way she said it and her expression on her face was like, oh yeah, she's, yeah. Look out.
Cool beans.
Do you think it'll be a decorator again?
I don't know.
It's usually a decorator.
Yeah.
It's usually a decorator.
Considering the single day Stablemates are decorators, though, could it be realistic?
I bet it's a decorator. The theme is art.
Yeah. Yeah. It probably is. One day, maybe it'll be realistic and I'll be happy.
Well, the best of Briarfest are realistic.
Yeah.
The five packs.
Yeah, no, that's good. I like those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're still waiting on the auction horses. We're still waiting on silent auction prize models.
Yep. What else? And, did I miss anything that they haven't released yet? They're not doing the early bird.
No, they're not doing the early bird this year because it doesn't make any sense to do early bird. We're waiting. Just wait. That's what we're waiting for.
Assumed. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else. Unless they throw a wrench at in a plan and decide to give us something that we haven't had before.
They may. You
know, I don't know that I would do that on a virtual Briarfest because people are already breaking down.
True.
People are already freaking out. So we talked about price horse speculation last week. We've got a few more models that got added, just a couple. Esprit mm-hmm. and Ashquar got revealed. So they are off the list. If you're a betting person, they're not going to repeat a limited edition special run or anything like that, that as the surprise horse if they're already in the lineup for that year's Briarfest. So you guys still feel good about your choices?
I don't even remember what my choice was.
It's going to be Oasis, and she's going to have different variations. I count me on it.
Man, I think that's a reasonable guess.
I'm gonna guess it again.
I'm gonna stick with Weather Girl.
I think I said Wyatt.
I don't remember what you said.
You know, someone will message me and tell me what I said. I know someone will. So I'm just gonna whatever it was.
We poo pooed Wyatt because of his base. I thought.
Well, we doesn't mean you, doesn't necessarily mean all of us.
No, but I mean, I remember us talking on the show and I don't think you finalized on, you landed on why.
I don't remember. I'm sure the second this episode drops, someone will slide in my DMs, probably Robbie, and tell me what I want.
Slide on in, Robbie.
That's just how it works.
Other news, related news, Briar Boot Camp is coming at the end of February be your Briar Fest sort of nip to get you to July. and there's a photo show and workshops associated with it. So that's going to be a good time.
I've entered the show.
I have not entered
the show. I paid my fees.
How much is it?
$50. There's a $5 boot camp ticket, and then that gets you entered to the show, which is $50.
Yeah, I bought
$55
ticket, but I didn't buy my show yet because I don't know if I'll get off my butt and take pictures.
The show instructions literally say there are no limits. Go bananas in bold capital letters.
They're gonna regret that.
Oh my god! What kind of prizes are they offering? Had they said anything about that?
Well, I mean, it's Briar West ish, so they're not going to be like Briar Fest level.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
But they're usually.
I assume it'll be like the same as the open show last year.
They're usually PC like
limited
horses.
Edition.
Yeah, PC like the overalls are PCs. Premier Club horses,
and then the reserves are often like other like webs like not web specials, but
right
other kinds of collector
right
club
type like horses. Not regular runs.
Yeah.
And you also get they actually do flats and rosettes, so you get really nice ribbons.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I combed through my stuff, and my showstring leans heavily towards collectability, which I'm a little surprised about.
Girl, put that prototype in there.
Oh, well, the prototype's on there.
Cry.
That prototype was a reserve at Briar West at one point.
Was it?
Last That's time cool. I went. Yeah.
I took it to a show. I don't remember where. It was a Colorado show. I took it to a show and my Senza beat it. Nobody knew what it was. Like, even with an explanation card. Yeah, my Senza beat it.
See, Kelly Weimer was judging it the year that it got.
Kelly Sharp.
So that was, yeah.
I know who the judge was, but I won't embarrass them.
So So we'll see. I don't know. I started walking around going, oh, you know, I have some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to. You have a football field worth of them.
I have more than she does, probably.
Like, oh, I've been sitting on this.
There's no way you have more than Jackie. I've
been sitting on this hoard for 40 years.
She's got thousands of them.
What's that?
Are you actually, how many, do you know how many you have?
I'm not looking directly at my spreadsheet, but I know there's 1,000 briars.
Nice. I'm sitting at like 500-600, so I'm going
to you. Yeah, it took 40 years to get that, but there's like 30 stones, 30 copper foxes, there's a couple hundred customs.
And then 1,000 briars. We'll get into
the unpainted resin collection. But yeah, there's 1,000 briars.
Nice. Yeah. That's honestly really cool.
I had, before I slimmed down my briar collection, I had like 1,500. I think I peaked.
Did you really, Heather?
Yeah. Oh, I was hardcore in the 90s.
Good Lord.
But I wasn't collecting china then. I wasn't really collecting customs or resins. I was just, plastic. Yeah,
the budget went to other places.
Yeah, so when the budget started getting, you know, put in the kiln.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. With us.
Did you just snore?
I did. I'm sorry, Josh, when you get to that. I'm sure that was very loud.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, well, at least when it comes to us younger collectors, what sucks about us is that when we get into briars, it's when we're like really young, you know, like,
right.
I got my first briar when I was like 7-8 years old, and I didn't start collecting until I was 10. And so during the time from being 8 all the way up to about, I would say 14-15 years old, I would play with them. So at least half of my 600 are in quality / maybe low PSQ condition.
Oh, my childhood briars are trashed. They're trashed. Yeah,
my thousand horses is not 1,000 pristine horses. It includes my childhood collection.
Right. Yeah. I got my first one when I was 4. I never sold anything. He's destroyed. His ears are missing. It's Western Prancer. Both of his ears are missing. His reins are gone. His saddle's gone. He's like all rubbed up. It's a mess.
Like, but when I say this is a 40-year collection, I mean that literally.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is,
I totally get it.
Until Stone showed up, really, Briar was the only game in town.
Oh,
there was
nothing
else.
There wasn't a choice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Now there's so many choices.
Briar right. Fest Throwback Thursday is the one and only Brenda Briar.
Oh, yeah.
The only doll you could use for years.
Because she was the right scale, finally.
Right, Barbie wouldn't work.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I don't think, especially when we were younger, didn't know about Mego dolls, right?
No, people did because, like, the Fonz was very popular because his thumbs would snap down, so he'd hold reins well. And the Star Trek dolls were, like, there's a lot of repurposed Spocks and Kirks out there.
But, the late 90s was when dolls started really being, like, when I was showing performance, you never saw dolls because it was
so stiff.
Yeah, they
were super optional.
They would wreck your... they were not how do I want to put it, that like they hurt your entry more than they helped.
Like, the doll technology was not anywhere close to the horse and tack and everything else, and now they've caught up.
We are going to take a break. Briar Fest related events. I'm sorry, I almost stepped all over poor Jen Scott.
I know. So, Jen Scott has announced her polychromatic panoply, July 15th through the 18th, resins, glazed pieces, and more.
So that is our third artist event. I think maybe I'll put up a calendar on Mayor's
Mark. Yeah, that would be a good idea, because I have no idea what's happening.
So Jen is, it looks like, not, at this point anyway, zeroing in on a time frame that she's going to do stuff across the... the 3 days. So that's interesting. Or maybe she'll hone in later. I don't know.
Well, Briar did, they did do a post on the blog asking for people to join the artisan gallery. So.
Yes, they did. They did a call for the marketplace and artisan's gallery.
You're right. So I did get a confirmation today that there is no swap meet this year. Not that there would have been, but I had my 2019 laid over, and then, or no, I had my 2020 laid over, and then they just refunded me today.
So. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. They didn't even give me a warning. They said, you've been refunded for part of your order. And I'm like, okay.
Thanks. Yeah. So I, Jen, the only thing I know she has up her sleeve, hopefully, is that head down kind of sniffing warm blood.
Oh
yeah.
So we're everybody get
dangerous.
China Elton is my prediction.
Oh God, shut up.
No, it's going to happen.
All right. We'll be right back with new releases while I go cry.
You're listening to the Mares in Black podcast.
All right, we're back with new releases. Briarfest releases only.
Yes.
Best of Briarfest stablemates first up.
Series two.
So this is Fairy Tales. This is from Briarfest Fairy Tales. Of course, I love the Darwin.
So I cute. Do too.
But they're all really nice. Like, these patterns all really work well on these pieces.
Yeah. The little stock horse is very nice too.
Yeah, the stock horse is great. I love the dapple gray, and they all look really good together.
Yeah.
The pony looks good.
It's a nice collection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't go to 2011, but they had some good models that year, so.
It's funny, like, I don't remember, I have Nottingham, that's the Darwin.
Yeah.
But the rest of them I don't remember. And I'm like, boy, I think I would have really been.
Nottingham was the strapless? Oh, it was silver?
It was the volunteer horse on the silver mold.
The one I recognize is Tom Thumb, because he's a very sought-after horse right now.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. There's a few people that are like, "I need a Tom Thumb right now."
And I'm like, wow!
Luck.
Get in line, buddy.
Good times. All right. What's next?
Reverence is next.
Reverence. Oh yeah. After I think Reverence got released like the next morning after we did the podcast.
That was pretty funny. Like, we were like, what if it was Ashquar? And then the next morning.
Not
Ashquar. I don't like Ashquar, but I love this paint job.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I really like this horse. He's so cool.
The pictures of him, like the real in him, like actual pictures of him are super cool.
Yeah, he's a cool horse.
He's very pretty.
I just think Ashquar looks like he's doing the can-can.
He's striking out at you. He's hitting you in the forehead with that hoof.
He can try.
Okay.
He's trying.
I'll melt him down and make a paperweight out of him.
I have like six Ashquars, and they are doing the can-can all together.
Yeah, they look. Yeah. They can be the Rockettes.
Yep.
It is funny to have several Ashquars in a row. They are.
Kind of like that one pacing horse that has his like leg fully extended.
Oh yeah.
Can't remember the name of that mold, but
the Hanoverian, I have a bunch of those, and they're all on shelf together, and they all look like they're the Rockettes. Because he's in an extended trot, so you know, that foot is just like straight out.
Funny.
What's next?
Apollo.
No.
Favreau.
Yeah. Oh, Favreau. Sorry.
It's okay. Favreau is a miniature version of Pollock. No, I'm just kidding.
Favreau's cool.
Zebra pattern.
Yeah, this is the Freedom Edition series scale model for this year, they say. He is kind of a another kind of style with the gold striping as opposed to the Appaloosa spots that Pollock has. But this is inspired by the timeless work of Lewis Comfort Tiffany Favreau. So, so he's pretty. Kind of, he looks like he's blown glass. Like, he's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
He's greens and, you know, kind of hot neon colors, green, pink, blue, yellow.
He's got the gold hooves again.
Yeah, gold hooves and then tiger stripes.
Yeah, he's really cool.
But yeah, it's supposed to look like iridescent glass. So it's a really good job.
I wonder wonder if he's gonna be like High Tide, who's like see through.
I don't know. Do you think he'll be see-through? I can't tell.
He could be. There's a chance.
Doesn't say he's clearware.
No, and I don't see the supports. It makes sense
for him to be clearware.
Mm-hmm. It would. I don't know that I can tell from these images.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell, but I mean, that part with the lighter blue looks like maybe, or maybe that's just a shine, but yeah.
I think that's just the gloss. Because I don't, we'll a lot see. Of times on the clearware pieces, you can see the inner supports, and I'm not getting right. a hint of that.
Yeah.
It would make sense that you're talking about Tiffany glass, though, for it to be
yeah.
clearware, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Good point,
gets
here. Sarah.
Yeah.
Mm. Next up, got Apollo, though.
Apollo so del Solis.
Oh, the pictures of this real horse are adorable. I love
so he's
him.
A double pearl dilute.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
He looks like a toasted marshmallow.
He does. He really does. I'm really struck by just like how kind of like one shade the real horse seems to be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You kind of see that. He's pearl, but you see that with champagne horses too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the Esprit mold. The real horse is, as she said, like a double pearl dilute. And he is owned by Summer Ranch. And he was specifically bred to achieve kind of this wild coloring.
Hmm.
And 3,500 pieces, 75 books.
There you go.
Did we talk about the piece numbers on the ones before this? We did.
We have off and on.
No, we've been
not
good
today.
About it.
Today.
So Reverence, but we Reverence is $3,270.
Mm-hmm.
The Stablemates are $3,500 sets, and that's kind of before back order.
Yeah.
But all
what does it say about Favreau?
I want to say he was 3,500 too.
Before back order, $3,530. So yeah, there we go.
Yeah. All right, and our final Briarfest model reveal. They showed us the four stablemates, the event stablemates, and they are all decorators, and they are fabulous.
They are named after artistic movements, Dadaism, Nouveau, Rococo, and Avant-Garde.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them. I especially love Rococo, and I'm not a Cicolena fan.
I like Nouveau.
Nouveau's neat, too.
I love that soft... I don't know why he's speaking to me, but...
Soft coloring on that Cicolena's really pretty.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised the purple one's not your favorite.
Well... I do like, I don't know, there's something that that little fighter just keeps drawing my eye to him. I do like little purple Fjord. He's cute.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know, there's something about that fighter that really,
Who's your favorite, Sarah?
Well, you see, I have this thing where, like, when I get single day tickets, I usually will, like, pick two and then sell the other two. So my two favorites are the Dada and the Avant-Garde. Avant-Garde. Sorry, I can't speak.
That's okay.
But yeah, blue and purple.
Blue and purple.
I love Darley. Darley's one of my favorite stablemate molds.
It's a nice set.
Yeah, it really is.
It's really,
really
cool.
It's very modern, and I appreciate that.
Mm.
So a limited quantity of 2,500 four packs have been made for this. 3,000 are available single offs as gambler choice. Woo!
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And that's it. Those are all the new releases.
New releases is over.
That's all the news.
We'll be right back with Instagram in progress and close the show.
The Mares in Black Podcast.
We're back with Instagram in progress.
Hey.
Somebody talk.
Sarah, okay. Go for it.
All right. Well, first up, we've got the good old Audrey Dixon. She is talking about her Nemo Paymo horse. It says Sherlock will be joining with the painting the minis. some cute team last minute is what she said, but it's kind of like cute.
Reframe this as being Doctor Strange, but you know.
Yeah. So this is Wild Horse Studios 16 on Instagram. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, correct.
And so Benedict Cumberbatch doll holding a bunch of micro minis.
Yeah.
It's adorable. I love it.
So adorable. I got sucked into minis painting minis last year, and I'm not doing it this year.
I still need it. I'm team last minute. I don't even have a horse yet.
I've got a horse. I got to find it.
I'm not doing it this year.
I actually think I'm going to do it this year. So that makes sense. You're not doing it, so I will.
Yeah, I'm not doing it this year.
I'm doing it. I just got to get a horse.
Get you a horse, girl.
You know, maybe I won't get myself a horse and I'll just do tripod. I'll do that. Because I did get my tripod. I'll just do him.
Nice. White Horse Studio Productions is, this is an in-progress picture of a Hamilton she is doing in dapple gray. And it's starting to look really good.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see this.
I'm super excited about this.
So this is,
I love Kirsten Wellman stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plugging away, she says. And then retreating under a fuzzy blanket every time I needed to let fixative dry.
Very, very nice.
That's a good schedule, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a very cool color, so it works.
Yeah. I'm wondering if he's going to be that dark and contrasty or what. If he's, it'll be interesting to see the progress. Why don't you do the last one, Jackie?
All right, I'll do the last one. Finally, Divine Justice Studios gave us a time lapse of casting a resin horse head, which is pretty cool because she goes through the whole thing with prepping the mold and getting it all done, and it's at very high speed, which is hilarious.
Yep, I love these little process videos. I share them whenever I can because I think they encourage people when they see how people are doing things not to be so intimidated by them.
Yeah. And then if you want to look up the longer tutorial on YouTube, you can do that.
Absolutely.
And not go, oh God, it's an hour long video. I'm not doing this.
Time lapse. Best
time lapse.
Oh, do you know what I found as emptying my, as I was moving the last of the stuff out of upstairs to downstairs? You didn't go, Heather, because work made you work.
Oh, but you're going to talk about,
medallions.
BYOCC.
Yeah. Yeah, bring out your chinas. We made medallions and they taught us how to make molds. And I have the plaster mold from my medallion.
Nice. That's so cool. Nice.
And a couple of bisques, too. It's cool.
Nice.
That was a fun day. That was a fun weekend.
Shut up. I'm still raw about that.
Sorry. You should be.
Oh, let's close the show. I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
I think Addie's still mad at me about that. Backing out.
Wasn't your fault.
At the last minute. Well, you know.
Wasn't your fault. Anyway, always looking for sponsors and shout outs. Hit us up, info@maresandblack.com.
Briarfest is coming, y'all. Get your advertising slots. We run about 5 shows before the event that can get advertising in there.
You
can sponsor a whole show or, it's very reasonable prices, or just take out a 30 or 15 second ad.
Yeah. Sweet. It sells out every year.
Yep.
Do it.
Still haven't revamped the youth mentoring mentee.
program. That'll
still
happen.
Working on it.
But it's there. Yeah. If you need us to find someone for you, let us know. info@maresandblack.com. Finally,
join our Patreon. Hang out with us on Discord.
We love our Discord. Our Discord
people.
Is
we're gonna make it happen.
Yes, we are. And Discord is so much fun. Like, totally not negative.
Discord is fun.
Super supportive. Lots of camaraderie.
It is full of Bernie memes this day.
Everything is hilarious. Full of Bernie memes. I mean, can we shout
Bernie
out?
Bernie memes are my life right now.
Can we shout out Jocelyn Breyer for her Breyer Bernie memes? I almost fell out of my chair. I love the one
She's
with the room. I love the one where he's sitting in the room sales, right?
Yes. Like, what cracked me up about that is I reposted that one and a bunch of people who aren't model horse people thought it was hilarious. Oh, I'm like, you guys have no context for this.
What were you going to say, Sarah?
Oh, and I was just going to say that she's awesome and very good at making that kind of stuff. Because like, dang.
Yeah, she is their social media person, so she's got a way with Photoshop, I'm sure.
Absolutely. My favorite is the hugging pal.
Yes.
You can't even tell that it's like Photoshop.
They also had him at the, I think it wasn't the Ninja Pit, it was Park Open. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, the park opening. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone else is like, yay. And he's sitting there like,
He's way overdressed for July.
Cranky that he's in Kentucky, in Kentucky in July wearing mittens. Yeah.
Mittens.
So great job, Jocelyn. All right, that's it. We are done. Happy Friday, everybody. Although it'll probably be Monday when you're listening to this. So
probably.
Enjoy your weekend. Congratulations to everybody that got drawn for VIP. We hate you, except for Jackie.
Jealous.
We hate Jackie
jealous.
Too.
I'm like, wow. At least wait till I'm out of the Zoom call before you slag on me. Good Lord.
Jealous. Just to reiterate, 200 more tickets are going to be out there, as well as the rest of the tickets. The general access,
which is 75.
Which is 75, and then the what would be the 1 day tickets are $20, and they all of that goes on sale February 1st.
Yeah, and it's at least 200 VIP tickets, because whatever actually doesn't get sold in this round apparently rolls to that.
Right. All right.
Hey, are you going to try for a VIP, or are you just going to go regular?
No,
you
are. I'm going to like.
Yeah, I mean
it's worth it.
It's worth mm-hmm. it. I mean, like back when you could go places and go to things like concerts. You know, my husband and I travel around. We chase an accordion player around the country. Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. His VIP package, the Breyer one, is a bargain.
He's like a star. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I know, but
like he has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes,
that your husband helped get him, but
my
you know.
Husband is responsible for that.
VIP is VIP. It's almost better in any kind of context.
Concerts. I definitely agree.
Somebody just posted a Bernie meme with him sitting in Star Wars in the Emperor's seat on the Star.
Oh my god. You have to send that one in the chat. I want to see it.
Oh my god. Oh, and R2-D2 showing instead of the Princess Leia hologram. It's him.
Just... I saw one of him sitting in the Marion at Dragon Con earlier today, too.
I'll send you guys that.
Right. Oh my gosh.
We love you guys. Thank you for getting us to 2000 Instagram. And we will be announcing the giveaway soon.
Yeah. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
The Mares in Black podcast, created and hosted by Heather Malone and Jackie Rossi. Written by Heather Malone. Produced by Heather Malone, Jackie Rossi, and Joshua Wessner. Edited by Joshua Wessner. Engineered at 2 Ton Studios. Fulfillment Enforcer, Jackie Rossi.